This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's get to Zach Jackson from The Athletic at Akron Jackson on Twitter. Zach, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you. And did the ground shake beneath your feet when Chidore Sanders went on play action?
No, that was only 9 years ago. Might as well be 90 at this point. four days ago, might as well be 90 at this point, right?
You like Chidore Sanders, though.
Yeah, I mean, he throws it like an NFL quarterback, and then, you know, basically one impression. You know, he looks like an NFL quarterback, so the bar is really low there.
yeah, you didn't say surprised. A good NFL quarterback. You just said he looks like he can play the position.
Yeah, so I am not surprised at all by the interest, right? I am, I guess, foolishly surprised by the race to declare anything or even act like you really learn anything in rookie minicamp. Rookie minicamp is about learning and getting started. So to me, like, the newsiest thing, the biggest thing is that Kevin Stefanski admitted, yeah, like, hey, we changed the structure of this, and we're going to have to change the structure a little bit of our practices going forward because of this quarterback competition, right? And that's not, like, crazy. That's just embracing the reality of it. But to think that a competition really started in an orientation-based rookie minicamp, or that anybody really has declared anything, no. Every single draft expert rated Chidore Sanders as a better player than Dylan Gabriel. And every single draft expert and 31 draft rooms don't think Dylan Gabriel will ever be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So that's just kind of where it is, and we'll see where they go. And actually, we probably won't see, because where they go is probably way more determined by what they do in the meeting rooms and at the practices and things that we're not at than by the time we really get to see him every day starting in late July.
I put it in perspective, Zach, what you were watching, because I think that's the hard part for people to understand. You know, what was actually going on. Like, if you were put on a scale, on one end, we have like a pro day workout. On the other hand, we have the Super Bowl fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go. Where was that workout?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. And it's hard to exactly paint that picture. But a pro day workout is highly scripted, and guys are with in familiar environments and throwing to people that they have thrown with. I mean, this is guys running out to a practice with mostly people they've never met before, or they've met their coaches and the front office people, but they've never spent more than 4 days with them in most cases. And so they get 3 days of abbreviated practices, meetings, jersey number choosings, paperwork, meeting a whole bunch of people who are going to help you, from the medical staff to the cafeteria staff, and then going out there and trying to put together something close to football practice, right? So it's a mad scramble is what it is. So you're just not really learning a lot. Simply based on watching him lean to the ground, pick up a football, and whiz two of them 15 or 17 yards, I'm like, that's what it's supposed to look like with Chidore Sanders. So take in consideration why he went to the fifth round and what he's facing here as fourth in line to make anything, let alone become the long-term starter, and nothing's guaranteed. I just happen to think that he has the talent to do it if a bunch of things go his way.
So I asked Lima this last segment. I want to ask you, your personal Browns depth chart 1 through 4 is what?
It's wide open. I have been of the belief that Joe Flacco will be the starter because I don't think you bring him in unless you want him to do what's been missing from the last 3 training camps, which is take charge, get guys in the right place, not make it look pretty every day, but make sure that it's looks how it's supposed to and make sure that guys are doing what they're supposed to get ready for the season ahead. Can Joe hold up over the course of the season? You know, does he play perfectly? That's just why I think you brought him here. I could be wrong on that. When it was reported and whispered they really like Kenny Pickett, I just said to myself repeatedly that can't be true because it just, to me, it can't be true. But enough people say it that it might be true. So I would think it would be really hard in a summer environment for either rookie to pass one of those guys, but we don't know, what's going to happen. And obviously, you know, this team needs to win games this year for many reasons. And so you would think for the first half of the year that the more experienced players, at least the first half of the year, would be playing. And then ideally, you know, this is how it works. Like, one quarterback plays the year. It doesn't work here, but that's how it's supposed to work. So how that will go is really interesting. But the other thing, guys, is why don't number 3 or 4 quarterbacks ever make it? Well, probably because they're just not good enough. But when they do play, right, they're playing with other backups, undrafted rookies, XFL guys. They're playing with limited reps, with limited opportunities in bad situations. So it's going to be on Stefanski and Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave, who were never more than 2 feet from all those rookies, to get them ready to maximize those opportunities. And that's not just when we're watching. You know, that's every hour of the day with being ready to come in and do what you're asked. So all of a sudden these joint practices are a big deal. All of a sudden these preseason games are a big deal, and not just for the clicks or for the name recognition, but because this entire depth chart is wide open. And really, when you look at it, the one of the 4 to whom they have the most commitment is probably Dylan Gabriel.
Do you?
You know, just because he was a top 100 pick. What does that mean? I know we could continue to talk in circles around it, but that would be the one of the 4 to whom they have the most commitment, the way I view it right now.
So at what point, are you high on Dylan Gabriel? What do you think of him?
I don't think he has any chance to be a starting NFL quarterback.
Okay. Do you think then that they would, because, hey, you know, when you take a guy in the top 100, you're making a statement. Do you think that maybe they would, in your eyes, deny the truth of Dylan Gabriel? And that might cost us weeks here of finding guys who can play the position.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. The reason that one of the reasons there's no clear answer to that is there any chance that Kenny Pickett is really a viable answer? You know, we don't know this, Ken, right? Just because somebody's going to win the competition. DeShone Kizer won the competition in 2017. He went 6 of 21 in the 3rd preseason game, and everybody looked at each other like, that wasn't bad, comparatively.
I think I might have done
that. I mean,
that.
Those are real numbers, I think. Yeah, you can look them up in the break. I think those are real numbers. And that half looked better than what had been out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Zach has...
So Joe was put on this earth to throw a football. You know, I don't know what Joe's other options really were. It feels like he wanted this one. And it feels like to me that he's going to be the quarterback for the first 5 or 6 or 8 weeks of this season. But if I'm completely wrong on that, and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For these people that Anthony spends his evenings looking up and sending to me on Twitter, if I'm wrong about Dylan Gabriel, then I'm wrong about Dylan Gabriel. But no other team believes that Dylan Gabriel should have been a second day pick, and no other team that believes that Dylan Gabriel is more than an undersized backup.
Zach Jackson with us right now. So do you think there is, there's always trends in the league, but has it changed at all where there is a considered best practices when it comes to when a young quarterback should actually start? Meaning, is there a way, a perfect way to ensure that you're doing this the right way and not rushing somebody? Or in the case of others, hey, they're ready to go right away. Do we even know at this stage?
No, we don't. I think what's considered the perfect way hasn't changed, and that's that the guy sits, right? 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 1 year, 1 year and a half. I think that's probably become less and less frequent. You know, the situations are not at all the same, right? But don't they feel good in New England about Drake May playing, what was it, the last six or seven games last year, and that he showed that he could be the answer?
Yes.
And isn't that like the one path to things feeling good here? You know, and I obviously the Patriots had $100 million in free cap space, and they hired Mike Vrabel, who's beloved there, and all of those things. And people were so angry because they won that last game, and they really shouldn't have. But doesn't it really come down to Drake May being there and the chance to build around him? So the cap situations aren't the same, and we have no idea what's going to happen here with the coaches in the front office. But if some young quarterback, and that would include Kenny Pickett, right? He'd still be a young quarterback. It's only his fourth year in the league. Is promising. It probably doesn't include Kenny Pickett because he's not under contract and he's Kenny Pickett. But if one of these rookies looks like that they're the guy, and then you're using these two first-round picks next year on left tackle and wide receiver, or just best player available and wide receiver, and you're saying, we've got our guy, now let's go get through the rest of this cap hell and compete, then you're saying it. But if you're 3 wins or 5 wins or even 7 wins and you have no answer at quarterback and your team is getting older and walking out the door and your cap situation still stinks, then what are you hanging on to? So that's really what it comes down to.
Zach Jackson joining us here on the show. Can they handle the Shedeur Sanders situation from the outside looking in? There's media conversation about him. There's certainly a lot of intense fan pressure. He has a very large fan base there. Can they as an organization handle that?
I think they can. I don't think we've seen it. I think the only people that have used the word circus were people that decided that it was going to be a circus at rookie minicamp. It wasn't. NFL Network was there. ESPN was there. Every beat reporter from every website and TV station was lined up to take video footage on their cell phone, just like every other rookie minicamp, you know? Like, I thought all of the kids from Shedeur to Mason Graham were super impressive in how they interviewed. I thought Kevin was really impressed with how guys handled the tough environment of rookie minicamp, where you come in, you have all these things happening, and sometimes you throw up on the field, right? And I don't think it's a circus. So having a quarterback competition is not ideal. And having that dominate every conversation and everything, every outside angle of your team is not ideal, but it can be handled. And if Shedeur's going to make it here, let alone be the quarterback, then he's going to have to handle the part of being last in line and of mastering the offense and being ready. Because I would think, unless he just shows differently, and maybe he is really that good, most of his chances are going to be waiting for like 90 minutes or more to get 3 reps. That's what it's going to be. So he's going to have to be ready to handle every other part of it from the individual drills on.
Is it a big deal that Mason Graham ralphed on Friday?
No, it's a zero. It's zero.
Okay. Well, I had to ask you because there's goofballs on the internet going, oh, he's fat and out of shape. And I go, because he threw up? People who conduct themselves and say they're journalists said that. That's what,
right, I'm gonna give you a line, a Daniel Jeremiah line, right? And it applies to Mason Graham, but it really applies to this whole thing, right? He said before the draft, and I've heard him use this before, he's not going to win the warm-ups. And that's based on how he looks, right? And that's based on that rookie minicamp means nothing. So for Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders over the next 6 weeks, they probably have to win the warm-ups to an extent, or they at least have to be ready. But none of that matters, right? And Mason Graham doesn't have to win the warm-ups. And overall, like, I think there's a chance they got a number of good players out of this draft class who will be good players. It just went a certain direction that was strange. Some of the positions that were left out obviously were strange, and then we'll see. But I think Mason Graham is pretty close to a sure thing. I thought Schlesinger was big and really impressive looking. He's obviously still pretty new at this. He's a former walk-on and just a one-year starter. But these guys are going to get chances. I mean, those are the two that are going to start. Judkins is probably going to start sooner than later. But for everybody else, it's kind of wide open. And obviously, as we've learned here over time, for every draft pick that comes in here, it's a wide open slate. You don't, just because you like the guy in the draft doesn't mean he's going to be great, or doesn't mean he's going to be bad just because the Browns drafted him, right? Like, there's just so many things to go into it.
Devastating news yesterday with the JOK Browns and him and his doctors determining that he's going to miss this year and beyond that, we don't know. What do you make of that? Unequivocally, the best pick of Andrew Berry's career in the draft, right? So where do they go from here? And is that exactly why they went linebacker where they did in the draft?
Yeah. So parts of it are unsurprising. All of it is disappointing, right? And it's not just on the field where he, you know, was the kind of player that made your defense different with his speed and range. Just a really respected, super smart guy. And a different player that in terms of teams could prepare for him, because you didn't see that kind of guy every single week. You know, what's most alarming is the statement was pretty clear that it's not just this year, you know, that there's real concern, which really hurts this team in the long term. But, you know, they didn't need the roster spot till now. They weren't ready to make that declaration, and they did, and they're disappointed, and everybody goes forward. But, yeah, that's why Schlesinger's here. That's why Jerome Baker was brought home on a one-year deal. Of course, Devin Bush signed a new one-year deal and then got arrested. We'll see what happens with that. But it's a position that they have not put a ton of resources to comparatively, not even close. But they traded up in the second round to draft JOK, and they thought they hit a home run, and they did. And like I said, he's one of those guys in the locker room that they will really miss. And I'm sure he'll be around, but it's just not the same when he's not out there. A lot of things that they've done had been to get ready to play against Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, right? And JOK being that fast was a big part of that.
Zach, thank you very much for the time. You're a wonderful man, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Zach Jackson on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.